Back in the United States, the split in the views of the situation in Iraq was deepening. In the fall of 2003, Anthony Zinni began speaking out again, bitterly denouncing Rumsfeld, criticizing the Iraqi occupation, and saying it lacked a coherent strategy, a serious plan, and sufficient resources. "There is no strategy or mechanism for putting the pieces together," he told a gathering of the U.S. Naval Institute and the Marine Corps Association in Crystal City, Virginia, within walking distance of the Pentagon. "We're in danger of failing." The situation was worse than the newspapers had been portraying it, he told his audience. He mocked the premature celebration of victory against a weak Iraqi military. "Ohio State beat Slippery Rock 62-0. No shit." Yet now, he said, the jihadis were flocking to Iraq from around the Mideast. "We need to seal the borders," a view that the Pentagon would come to endorse more than a year later. The U.S. military was unbeatable at fighting, but not much good at the larger tasks, Zinni said. "We are great at the tactical problems, the killing and the breaking. We are lousy at the strategic part." Nor should the Pentagon be overseeing the occupation. Why the hell would the Department of Defense be the organization in our government that deals with the reconstruction of Iraq, he asked. "Doesn't make sense. We can't go on breaking our military and doing things like we're doing now," he said. "It kills me when I hear of the casualties and the sacrifice that's being made, especially because the casualties are being suffered because some policy wonk back here had a brain fart of an idea of strategy." Invoking the most emotional of comparisons for U.S. military officers of his generation, he ended by warning that Iraq was beginning to feel to him like the Vietnam War. "My contemporaries, our feelings and sensitivities were forged on the battlefields of Vietnam, where we heard the garbage and the lies, and we saw the sacrifice," said Zinni. "We swore never again would we allow that to happen. I ask you, is it happening again?" There were hundreds of Marine and Navy officers present, and many of those present rose to give his denunciation of their civilian leaders a standing ovation. From the perspective of top U.S. officials, things were going far better than Zinni suggested. At about the same time that he was speaking in Washington, Rumsfeld flew out to Iraq, where his tour turned into a concentrated attack on the media's coverage of events there. At the end of a long day, Rumsfeld, Bremer, and Sanchez met with reporters at Camp Victory, one of Saddam's palaces near the Baghdad airport. Rumsfeld: "There's so much reporting about Baghdad and so little about what's taking place in the rest of the country. I feel that the progress in 4 or 5 months is breathtaking." Bremer: "Mr. Secretary, I would just add a little more on the point you made about the good news. Every day in this country there are dozens of success stories. Schools were being built," he said, "hospitals reopened, and local governments stood up." Bremer: "Democracy is on the march in this country." Rumsfeld: "And if you think about it, it happened in 4 or 5 months. 4 or 5 months, not 4 or 5 years. 4 or 5 months. If one looks back at Germany, at Japan, at Bosnia, or Kosovo, and measures the progress that's taken place in this country in 4 or 5 months, it dwarfs any other experience that I'm aware of." At this point, Sanchez got with the spirit of the session. Sanchez: "Mr. Secretary, ladies and gentlemen, it is very disturbing for me when I sit here every day and watch the news back home that focuses on the bad things that are occurring in Iraq. And I see my soldiers that have suffered either wounds or have gotten killed, and we're not paying the right credit to their sacrifices." "So," the general admonished the group of reporters, "we need to capture the great news out there and make sure that America knows what her sons and daughters are doing and what the rest of the international community is doing here in Iraq." A few days later, Wolfowitz struck a similar theme in a round of congressional testimony in support of an $87 billion budget supplement for spending on Iraq. He seemed to be saying that talking a good game was essential. "You know, confidence is part of winning," he told the Senate Armed Services Committee. "We need to project confidence, and we have every reason to project confidence, because we've done a fantastic job. We've liberated a country from a horrible dictator. We are cleaning up the remnants of that regime. We have the people with us.